just when you thought things were calming down a little bit, the General Services Administration goes and reorganizes the Federal Acquisition Service. It sounds complicated, and it's directed at something contractors already distrust, namely category management. Here with more, Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, this four orders sounds like an odd way to put all of this. So what do you make of what's going on?
Well, Tom, I think that GSA has been candid with anyone willing to listen that they were going to reorganize the Federal Acquisition Service along category management lines. So this shouldn't come as a surprise to people. I think the real question is, what does it mean for GSA customer agencies and for contractors with whom they do business? And the answer to that, as always, is going to be in how these changes are implemented.
Because what they're doing is trying to, they say, align the agency with the idea of category management. But it's hard to figure out from their descriptions of it what will really happen.
Well, that's right. They went out of their way in their announcement to say that a lot of the people who you've been working with as a contractor are going to remain the same. The organizations in which they may find themselves might change, but a lot of day-to-day business might not, which begs the question, if you're going to undertake this exercise and not much is going to change, why are you doing it? Is what we're really doing here just changing the words around, for example, changing the information technology service to the information technology category, and what does that really even mean?
Now, one of the things they're doing is creating a new Office of Professional Services and Human Capital categories. So this is, let me back up a minute. Does this affect the multiple award schedule?
Well, I think that's a valid question. This reorganization, Tom, affects the schedules program in one very definitive way, and that is it further creates separation between the information technology portion of the contract and every other portion of the program. And that's something that I'm very concerned about because I think we're taking one more step down the path of having different multiple award schedule policies depending on what you're selling. And that starts to, I think, cut into the program's identity, which has been something that's been a hallmark of GSA for decades. Similarly, the question I have is, if you're going to reorganize FAS, why not create a category for your single largest program, which is the multiple award schedule program, and instead of having parts of it run by deputy assistant commissioners, have it run by an assistant commissioner, have it run by someone who's senior enough to be able to look over the entire program and make sure that there's continuity and common sense, and the continued flexibility to have that program meet customer needs.
And they're also changing and making what they call internal improvements within the Federal Acquisition Service's Integrated Technology Service, the ITS, and it's going to be called the Information Technology Category. How does that one relate to the schedules, say Schedule 70?
Well, that's going to be, Schedule 70 is going to be part of the Information Technology Category, so it's going to be identified with all of the IT indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity programs that GSA has, like Alliant and Oasis and the telecommunications programs. So it's going to be one contract vehicle that is in that space of GSA, one that, frankly, hasn't gotten a lot of attention, even though it's responsible for driving the single largest amount of IT sales. So it'll be interesting to see what type of resources the 70 schedule gets inside this new organization.
And the larger part of it, the integrated technology services, will have six categories, but they're all in IT. And so are they all also in Schedule 70, or are there other IT categories outside of that that will be part of this FAS ITS?
Well, certainly there are going to be a number of things that aren't schedules related. As I highlighted, there's going to be continued the Alliant program. GSA has many smaller IT and telecommunications programs, commits, the wonderfully named GRITS telecommunications contract, the coming EIS 2020. So there are going to be a lot of things that the IT category inside of FAS can produce for federal customers. I think that's fine. I'm not sure that I would have taken service out of it because still you're a service organization relying on federal customers to come to you and use your services for success.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. So it sounds like they're taking the commodities, regardless of what vehicle they're under, and aligning them by commodity, regardless of vehicle, whereas it used to be more aligned by vehicle type.
Well, Schedule 70. Well, you hit the nail on the head, Tom. It's all going to be aligned by commodity type organizations, and GSA increasingly views almost anything sold by the Federal Acquisition Service as a commodity, whether it fits the classic definition of a commodity or not. This is the management decision that they've made to organize and look at themselves that way. On paper, you can see why it might make sense. You're creating centers of expertise. You're creating leadership in certain areas, which is all what the foundation of federal category management is about. You know, creating these best practices, creating these areas that are best in class. So on paper, this looks to be a natural next step for FAS. My hope is that it actually works well for the agency. And look, from a customer standpoint, what you're really hoping for is that this new organization is transparent enough that if I want to use you as a federal customer, I don't need to know everything about your organization. I just need to be able to know immediately the part I need to go to get my specific requirement fulfilled.
And that raises the question of what is the future of the GWACs that GSA spends so much time laboriously establishing if everything becomes just a category and less vehicle dependent?
Well, I think that for the foreseeable future, Tom, we're still going to be very reliant, not just in FAS, but in government on GWAC and MAC contracts. In fact, I think one of the things that this reorganization might do would be to breathe new life into GSA's attempts to set up a discrete cloud GWAC contract, something that has previously been tabled both inside the agency and by the Office of Management and Budget. I would be willing to bet that this reorganization breathes fresh life into creating yet a new GWAC for cloud services. Whether or not that's the best use of everyone's resources is an open question. But really, even though we've reorganized, or GSA's reorganized their service, they haven't reorganized how contracting officials are recognized and get ahead. They still get recognized and get ahead by creating new contract programs and not just buying off of contracts that other people have already established.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. Thanks so much.
Tom, I appreciate it, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
Find a link to Larry's blog and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.